This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts, it's not just the worth. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring you back to earth. It's black back to burn, all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about.
So what you gonna do?
It's my favorite mutant. Yeah,
ain't I'm right gone with you. Your logic does not get
used. Come on.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros.
Once again, it is on Talking Heads, the Wednesday edition, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this wet Wednesday. And we got a busy one for you today, all right? Yeah, man. You know how we do it, man. Normally, I open the lines on Wednesday, but today I got Talking Heads in studio galore. Of course, we're going to be talking about World Oceans Day, all right? So we're going to have Allison Longley from Brief Outreach and, of course, Heather Brockbank from Brief as well. Remember, she was on earlier, a couple of weeks ago, and we had a good conversation. So we're going to talk about World Oceans Day on that Dunkin' Donuts coffee break coming up in short order. And then the 5 o'clock hour, we'll have the baseball czar himself, Mr. Greg Burrows, going to be talking about all things baseball, talking about all those big things happening out there at the National Softball Stadium, getting ready for the National Baseball Championships, and, of course, the Babe Ruth Youth Championships. So you definitely, want to tune in for that. And of course, you know, Pearly will be chiming in the 5 o'clock hour. So we'll be running it down. Of course, we got to talk Golden State and Boston tonight as well. So we got a full one lined up for you today. All right. But we got to jump on in. You know how we start. You know how to chime in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text in on the text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. All right. Now, this is how our... we're going to crank it up. Of course, don't forget, stream us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. We're on cable channel 969 and BTC Flow channel 612. Now, before we get into the headliners, brought to you by Fine Threads, The Buzz, brought to you by John Shoes, and The Global Woman, we're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. You know, I got to make sure your mind is right. Leave your work stress at work. Focus on your school run. We'll try to make it fun. And don't wet up the people on the sidewalks, please. All right? It's a lot of puddles in the road. Have some conscience. Let your conscience, if you have one, be your guide. A little modicum of respect, okay? Don't wet up the people, man. We might have to have like a national throw rocket car day. Who wet up people, all right? Stop it. It's not cool. All right. Where do we start today? Well, the brain teaser. I want to make sure your mind's right. So like I said, leave your work stress at work. Focus on the school run. Get ready to chime on in. And I tell you, this is a good one. recent survey of 100 Bahamian women. Survey revealed that 68% said they look clumsy. They admit that they look clumsy or awkward doing this. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. And, of course, you're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. All right? Headliner Chad Zumok, feature comedian J.J. Curry, and yours truly, funny show from start to finish. And don't forget, it's 2-for-1 on locals, 2-for-1 on all locals. Doors open at 8. Showtime is 9. Tuesday through Sunday, we're running for you. And we're located between the Carlton and the Beach Tower over there at the beautiful Atlantic. So all you have to do is have that Vax card or rapid antigen test, and you are good to go for the show. All right, 4:18 p.m. is the time. Let's get up into your headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And this reminds you, new arrivals in stock right now from some of your favorite Fine Thread lines. You can only find them exclusively at Fine Threads. Let me suggest, simply log on to finethreads.com, do your shopping online, and then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Top Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Now, here's the deal. Like I told you, new arrivals right now. Brand new selection for the season. Suits, Casio, Azzurro, Studio Ferrera, Diamante, Mazzari. All the accessories, your cufflinks, your tie tacks, all right? Your neckties, your bow ties, your suspenders, your socks, your shoes. All new arrivals in stock right now. Both Fine Thread locations. Check them out online, finethreads.com. All right, as we look at the headlines today, what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian, news and views that matter since 1844. Crime up 18%. Hold on. Mr. Producer, check the files. Didn't they say crime was kind of downish the other day? Or was it me? I mean, did it? Okay, let's look at it. Story by Travis Cartwright Cowell in today's Guardian. Crime up by 18%. Major crime is up 18% for the first 5 months of 2022 compared to the same period in 2021, with an increase in murder by 26%. This according to Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe, said this yesterday. Quoted as saying, like our regional counterparts, there has been a high rate of violence, particularly homicides committed with firearms, during the 2022-23 national budget debate. He brought that commentary, and then he followed that up with, the trends have been attributed to the narrowing economic and educational opportunities that have worsened due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The police force has shared that there is still ongoing turf war over territory, drugs, and guns out on our streets. This senseless activity has resulted in an increase of homicides by 26% when compared to last year. Now, I know all the political chat groups are going to blow up the finger pointing. No. No need for that right now. That's not helping anything. What we need to do is figure out how do we get it to come down. 26 murders already. Sorry, it's an increase by 26% in murders, all right? Increase of 26%. That's a quarter. When you look at percentages, a quarter is a significant percentage. If you said, let me take a quarter of your paycheck right now, people can be hot. Well, let me get a quarter of your gas at $7.38 a gallon. Not going to happen. So we need to get that to go down. That's a big percentage. And we're losing a whole nation, a whole generation of Bahamian youth between the ages of 15 and 30, Bahamian males. And everybody could say, okay, what are the contributing factors? But what are we going to do? Solution-wise, where are the suggestions? Okay? So chime in on that. That's one headline that's definitely blazing up. COVID, the government secures COVID-19 vaccines for children 5 to 11. Now, this is a little game changer here now. We've been waiting on this for a minute. Story by Jasper Ward. Minister of Health, Dr. Michael Dalvo, yesterday announced the Bahamas has secured 20,000 pediatric doses of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. He said that while in Geneva, Switzerland, for the recent World Health Assembly, the government negotiated with a World Health Organization subsidiary for the acquisition of the doses. Driver said the date of delivery will be announced later. All right. The doctor in Switzerland. Boy, I tell you, you know what song you got to get now for this administration? The classic by A Tribe Called Quest. We're on a war tour with Muhammad, my man, each and every place with a mic in our hand. And there, yeah. See if you can find a clean version of that, man. You need to go to the break on that. That's a classic. And wrapping up the headlines, I have commentary coming in now from the survivors of the Long Island crash. And they're recounting the harrowing ordeal. Just read more on that. And I continue to offer my prayers and thoughts and sympathy going out to all the families involved in that. And all the rescuers and the pilot, everybody. It's just a tragic, tragic situation. Let me check the test lines real quick. Not only they were lying the other day about crime. Also, I don't mean to be a complainer, but they're spending $30 million on turning Gladstone Road to a four-way lane. Is it the time and place to spend all of that money on a road? But I like the old school analogy, corn. Excellent old school. You know, bub, corn, bub, Skrilla. I like it. You know government workers will strike if they don't get their increments. Ah, here comes the talks. What else we got? Why do I think that until authorities or persons in government and parents realize that there's a lot going on with the youth and there's a major problem out there socially and put some serious measures out there to address it, we will continue to have this carnage, this violence is prevalent, and gang behavior is like the norm. It's happening everywhere. We talk so well of people and the kids when they're gone. What about when they're alive? Right. What about intervening while they're alive, too, so they don't end up on a T-shirt? Okay, listen, I ain't getting into traveling and the weather and so on and so forth. You can chime in on what we talk about in the headliners right now. I'm going to slide up into the buzz. Now listen, the buzz is brought to you by John's Shoes. John's reminds you, in addition to fast fashions, workwear, new arrivals at the beginning of every week, wide selection for the kids, wide selection for the ladies, the clocks for the gents, you definitely want to check them out. Both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store on Rosetta Day. And in addition to that, they now have small home appliances and cookware as well. So be sure to check them out on that. Now listen, what's the buzz? The roads. The floods. Listen, people, you really need to ease up out there. We've already had some accidents and some fender benders. The potholes that we were telling you about, okay? Dorset, the pothole inspector, you know, and who goes out and does a pothole report, he's going to have to use scuba gear to go and research to see where some of these potholes are. And you know that if you're driving down a road and you see the tip of an orange cone sticking up, the tip, well, you know that the rest must be submerged in the hole. So don't drive over it. You got to be a little proactive rather than reactive. Now, listen, I know all of you Swift, Paso, Cube, and the rest of them small matchbox cars that all y'all race around on the streets and every day like it's the Conk 500 looking for a new NASCAR event to appear here. Y'all are not submarines, okay? Y'all are not airboats. Y'all are not motorboats. If you know the water over your rear view, your side mirror, and coming up to your roof, you're in too deep. You shouldn't have tried it. Come on, let's think about it a little bit, people. Help yourselves. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Good afternoon, Naughty by Geography.
Yes, sir.
What are you saying, man?
How are you?
I'm okay. Hey, Naughty.
What's good with you?
Let me ask you a question, man.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, man.
Hey, Naughty, you consider yourself to be an FNM apologist behind the veil of sports. What do you consider yourself to be?
I consider myself to be a Bahamian who is entitled to my opinion. And if I
exactly.
want to, offer critique on the FNM, I will. If I want to offer it on the PLP, I will. If I want to critique the sports team, I will.
FNM.
No, on both. On both. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? At the end of the day, why not? Both administrations, at the end of the day, when voters fail to realize and remember, they have apologists like you calling me, asking me questions. So you're just the biggest an apologist to you is are you accusing of me? Not second of all, now hold on. At the end of the day, I ain't rowing you. I just calling you on your BS. Now hold.
But you get rowdy.
No, no, right? Because I ain't scared.
I know you ain't never scared.
Y'all could definitely try to call. Other people try to bully them, but you know what I like to do to the bully, right? Buck you all right in your head. So anyway, let me finish saying what I was going to say.
Yeah.
The voters, it is all right. Y'all work for us. If you're the government, you work for us at the end of the day. Look anywhere around the world. It's time the government started remembering that and being a little more accountable and transparent and maybe just a downright a little more respectful toward the voting populace and give us something to really think about when we go to the polls instead of this WWE soap opera personality tribalism we go through every 4.5 years. Now, your serve.
Nutty.
Yes, sir. I'm waiting for you.
You consider that this present administration is less than or more than the previous?
For what I've seen so far, for the most part, they're off to a good start.
You call it more than?
I would say I hold everybody on their own level playing field out of the gate.
Okay, out of the gate. Compared to
the last administration, how they started, this administration is off to a better start.
Yeah.
But as you know, the race is not just one quarter. It's not one furlong. It's four long furlongs, almost five.
Yeah.
So you got to let it see it play out.
Hey, Nori. And if Mr. Davis keep it up at this pace, then he run 10 for long wolf 5A.
No, because again.
Why not, man?
Hold on, wait a minute.
Why are you like that?
No, why like that? Because I'm a realist, okay?
And then you're real.
I know the realist. The head might be good, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But you got a lot of new members of the body trickling down. But you got to see. So if I'm looking like this as a fight and I'm a trainer, well, I'm going to send the other team in and my boxer and say, look, you really can't touch the head because the head looking good, the head bobbing, weaving, moving. You can't touch the head, but the body, some inexperience right there. So let's do some body blows and see how the body stand up. So if the body stands the test of time, then the head and eventually the tail should be all right. But it's got to play out.
Yeah, hey, Nori. Like, when you were talking about them, like, climb up 25%, and, I mean, like, you know, right now, Nori, all around the world, you notice that.
No.
Hey!
You can't apologize for that. All administrations,
the
last 25, 30 years, a crying, stinking shame that you hang your head.
Nori, what I'm saying
you shouldn't even try to defend it.
No, what I'm saying to you is, right?
Go ahead.
When you cage up humans like animals, right? Right?
Okay.
And you lock them up if they go to get water and treat them like I mean I'm talking about like animals, right?
Right.
And then it prolong and then almost 2 years long, right? So what do you think people done making feel less than because of leadership is very important, you know, because guess what? Let me tell you something. When you get good leadership will never treat the citizens like how the past prime minister treated the Bahamian people. You don't do that to people.
But hold on,
And let me tell you something, what would make it so bad, right? You feel like you could do that to us, right? And then you looking to get back in power, but you wouldn't go away after you didn't get kicked. That's the part.
Okay.
How you feel about that?
You're moving the goalpost, so let me answer your two questions, two for one. And then
You running naughty?
No, it's like I got...
Naughty never run now.
Hold on.
Run naughty never again.
The only thing running is your mouth right now.
I know. You want to run yours now, right?
Exactly, because that's what's getting paid to run your mouth. Now, first of all, in regards to the prison system and the penal system, it has sucked under both administrations.
Definitely.
All right? Now, let me finish now. All right? I let you talk. Let me finish. However, if you talk about leadership, then it's a great opportunity for Mr. Davis to show his leadership by changing that. Because nobody... Mr. Producer, you know what The Rock say? Boom. Now, only two of us talking. We could do it separately or at the same time. So if you ask me what I need to say, then let me finish. Don't interrupt me because I didn't interrupt you. Fair enough? And call back whenever you want. Just know the rules of engagement. Now, back to what you asked. The penal system has been piss poor under all administrations. They all sucked at it, all right? Now, Mr. Davis has the opportunity to change that. Let's see where it goes. Because we're still having the same complaints. So let's see where it goes. And don't talk about crime. Murder, A 13-year-old shot by a stray bullet? You can't dance around that. First and foremost, with that, guns don't kill people. Stupid people with guns kill people. Now, let's find out where the guns coming from falling into the hands of the stupid people that are killing people, okay? But you can't defend that. It's there. Can't skirt around it. It's there. No matter how you want to sugarcoat it politically through your yellow lenses, previous caller, that's real. A dead 13-year-old. Straight bullet. That ain't a lie. And that's part of the 26% of people getting killed by guns and murders going up. You shouldn't feel good about that. As a Bahamian, you shouldn't feel good about that. You should think about calling in with a solution, not a song and dance and a political spin. But I know that's probably you get paid to do. So anyway, it is what it is. Let's go to the next five callers. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on?
All as well.
Big Duet, what's happening?
I am great, brother. I am great, brother. Listen, I don't care how much things the government... I just was talking to someone in part of Ministry of National Security, someone, wouldn't call their name. Listen, I don't care how much body cams, how much cars, how much drones, until... Naughty, the people who live in these areas where they have this illicit activities decide to say, you know what? We can stop all of this. We can put an end to all of this. But until that happening, that's not happening. I'm so sorry that young child got shot with a stray bullet. But you think that's just the end of that in this 21/7 in these certain type of areas. I don't want to disrespect
no area. No, we've seen vigilantism and signs of it around. I mean, I call it for what it is.
So what it is that the people, not the police, not the prime minister, not the minister of national security, not Naughty, not the talk show host, not this one, not that one. The people, listen to me, brother. People listening to your talk show right now, and you don't think they know they family members who got the gun? They know. They know, bro. Let's face reality.
And we got to start enabling it, because sometimes it's too easy to enable it, because, you know, things got, take this. I can do this. Look at the next thing. No, we got to call wrong where it is, regardless.
You know what killing a lot of people in this country?
Stupidity.
Darkness and stupidity. All right?
I mean,
some people in this country, listen to me. You could rob Central Bank, and some people would say, look, man, come, let me hide you. Let me bring the money to me. Do this, do that.
You ain't lying.
And we've seen it sometimes. Repercussions. So, Bahamian people, until y'all take some sort of self-responsibility for y'all areas, the police could come there, put trailers and set up, but many police stations, they could walk about, they could do night, they could kick people door down and tell some of y'all, turn these people in. You're going to always have these things. And it ain't going to stop.
Well, I appreciate you chiming in, Duvet. Always keeping it real, man.
Be safe,
brother. Then don't fall in none of them hot potholes out there, baby. Water everywhere.
I fell in one of them last night out there. Well, I'm all right.
Yeah, man. That's probably the same one I fell into.
But I can tell you one thing. If my car didn't move with that potholes, someone tell the ministry or went to see me there with a flatbed with a trailer. Mm-hmm. With my car right to the door.
And there you go. Brother. You too, brother. Be safe.
Yes, sir.
Next call to be going to the break. Make it quick, man. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, how you doing?
I'm good. What's happening?
Radio Man. Hey, what sent me to call you, right? If I'm wrong, correct me. Did the gentleman ask you? Did you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Did the gentleman ask you if you PLP or FNM? Was that his question?
Yeah, if I'm an FNM apologist. So I guess I answered his question, right?
Oh, Jesus.
But I mean, I could smell his PLP cologne, man. It's all good, man. No worries.
Come on, man. You know, you have to be a PLP
opener. No, see, the problem is, you know, I keep it real. I try to keep it as objective as I can. The problem is, the FNM and the PLP only remember when I criticize them. They never remember when I give them credit.
I'm telling you, I get so screwed, man. Just like me, right? Let me tell you something and just get this out, right? I 100% agree with you when you say this administration come off running, jumping, screaming, and kicking. You know, it come off that it's not a good start, an excellent start. And everybody, that just joyful energy, you know what I mean? No lazy bone at all. They just out there doing their thing. And you can't take that from them. Okay, that's mere behavior. Not no PLP S&M.
Yeah, I'm listening, but I tried to tell him.
Yeah,
it's the 4 or 5 for a long ways. They offered a good start, but let's see it finish. And that's only a fair, you know, summation as a voter. Because we've seen from all these parties, you know.
You vote up and down. If someone doing well, you support them. If they're not, you don't. And as a Bahamian, then you have a right to voice your opinion. Every time you say something against something what someone, what a politician or minister do, oh, that's a FNM woman.
I got you, man.
Come on, man.
I appreciate you chiming in. Let me grab this one more call, and then I got to get to the break. I appreciate the call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. You got 30 seconds. Who's this? What's good?
Hi, Naughty. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Not much. Not much. I talked to you for a little bit.
I know, but I got to get to the break quick. So what you got for me today?
Yeah, listen, Naughty. That caller really out of touch. He really believed the lockdown was responsible for the spate of crime. This country has been wide open since the new administration has been in. It's the minds of people that are so warped. You need to stop looking through yellow lenses and call it like it is. That's why we have so much problem in this country. Time will tell which administration is doing a good job.
There you go. I appreciate you, man.
You don't need to stop. I still ain't got my thing yet.
Well, you got to go. Your name right down there. You can't keep riding me. Don't blame me for you being lazy.
Oh, okay, my name down there now.
Yeah, you good to go.
I'll pick it up tomorrow then.
All right. Let's go. We to the break. Thank you, Jesus. Call me right back. We'll be right back. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Need to satisfy your late night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC Fried Chicken is midnight. Late night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Center in South America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays, too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads, too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
You don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Our all-day breakfast sandwich made with your choice of sausage, ham, or bacon comes with crisp hash browns, a freshly brewed medium coffee, your favorite Dunkin' donut, and a bottle of refreshing Dasani water. The Big Breakfast Bundle will satisfy you, whether you're an early bird or not. Power up your day with Dunkin' Big Breakfast Bundle. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guardian Radio Talking Heads, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We continue right now. Hey, and all my Talking Heads who chimed in and called in and everything, man, and even Yellow Lens, you know, my good PLB, Yellow Lens bearing friend, all of y'all, keep chiming it in. And good start. Now, we're going to have the conversation around, like I told you, taking a Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me, all right? And listen, it's all about those refreshers. Yeah, the coconut refreshers. I'm thinking my pomegranate when they get off. Yeah. Catch East Street South before they close. Boom. Mm-hmm. You can too. The donuts are waiting on you. They got the big breakfast bundle going on all day long. All right. So if you're early bird or not, you can still get your big breakfast bundle and your donuts and your coffee, hot or cold. All right. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brenner Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport, both locations, all right, at the airport. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. Now, I'm taking that Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me from Brief. I have Allison Longley from Brief Outreach and Heather Brockbank from the, you know, from Brief as well. They say she's their intern, but listen, I think you need to be that PR person, man, a spokesperson. You did a great job the last time. So welcome back, ladies. How are you? Good to see you. And we're talking about World Oceans Day, correct?
Yep.
Yes, we are. Thank you for having us.
And I'm glad to see you guys here. And let us know a little bit about World Oceans Day, because obviously, you know, oceans are very important to us. We're in the middle of one.
So every year on June 8th, we celebrate the beauty, the wealth, and the promise of our oceans. And every year there's a theme for World Oceans Day. So this year's theme is revitalization, collective action for the ocean. And it's just so important to preserve the ocean for future generations, because the ocean provides so much for us. So it's great to have this platform here now today to talk about Brief and the initiatives that we do and the event that we're doing on Saturday to celebrate World Oceans Day.
Well, tell us a little more about it as far as the importance of our ocean and, of course, the event as well.
Okay, so Brief really thinks that it's really important to bring the people to the ocean. And so we do that a lot with our snorkel events on Saturday. This coming Saturday, we're having our World Oceans Day snorkel at Clifton Heritage National Park, where anybody of any swimming capability can come out and see the Ocean Atlas, the biggest underwater sculpture in the world, and enjoy the marine life while they're there and embrace ocean World Oceans Day together and do collective action. We're going to have beach cleanups, different things that even if you're not comfortable in the water, you can still make a difference on land.
And as far as how do they sign up for that to get involved? Do they do it through Brief, obviously?
Yeah, you can definitely visit our website under our events page. We have it listed with all of the details on how to register.
Okay, and give them the details.
So definitely our website is brief.org, and under the events page you can go and there is a Google Forms that you can register under. The spaces are filling up fast, so I would say to go and register today as fast as you can. The event is going from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on June 11th, 2022.
All right, that's this weekend.
Yep.
All right.
Saturday.
This Saturday.
Yeah, so this is a free event. Again, it's open to the public. Anyone 8 to 80 can join. So minimum age 8 to participate in the snorkeling. Again, it's located at Clifton Heritage Park.
And if you haven't been there before, you need to go check it out. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, the Coral Reef Sculpture Garden and the Coral Nursery that we have there is beautiful. The surrounding reef is beautiful. It's accessible just from shore, so it's a short swim, just a few fin kicks away from the beach, and you're just immersed in beautiful marine life and coral reef.
And if you haven't been out there, like I said, you need to go out there. And if you haven't been snorkeling in a while, you want to see some like great wildlife and the reef and everything, go on out there with the crew from Brief, because they'll make it even more fun for you, because you'll actually go out there looking for things.
Absolutely. And it'll be a guided tour.
Correct.
So we'll have guides in the water, small groups going out from, again, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about the significance of World Oceans Day and how important that is to not just us, but globally.
Yeah, it's super important. The ocean provides so much for us. The ocean actually provides most of the oxygen that we breathe. So it's a fun fact. It also regulates climate, maintains the majority of the world's biodiversity.
Medicines are derived from the ocean. So there's a whole host of why we need the ocean.
Right. And how
why
important we need, the ocean is.
Yeah, exactly.
You can go on forever about that.
Exactly. And so organizations like BRIEF, scientists, activists around the world during World Oceans Day are, you know, calling on our leaders to protect the ocean. And specifically protecting 30% of our blue planet by 2030.
And I think that that's something that this administration is talked about doing, you know, by 2030, going 30% renewable energy. And in addition to that, they're big on the blue economy. So I think they got, and the green economy. So I think, you know, we're going in the right directions because fossil fuels is not what we need. They're going to be obsolete years from now. And, you know, on multiple levels, the surrounding oceans where we lie are important to us on multiple levels.
Yeah, absolutely. Being a low-lying coastal nation, our coral reefs are the most important to us as well. So,
don't forget the mangroves.
Yeah, the mangroves as well. Can't forget those. Our second line of defense against strong storms and hurricanes. But protecting the ocean through marine protected areas, you know, zones that are no take, no fish.
Correct.
Are so important to the conservation, the preservation of marine species and coral reefs.
Can folks do if they want to, you know, get involved more with BRIEF? Somebody just texted me, can we join BRIEF?
Yeah, we have a lot of volunteer opportunities at BRIEF, and so you can always definitely volunteer. It'd be best to volunteer beforehand, but we definitely have a lot of opportunities where we give presentations to schools. Teachers can ask for educational modules, different things for your curriculum for schools, or even for youth groups, or if you and your family just want to visit the Coral Reef Sculpture Garden, you can visit Clifton, and that's also a part of BRIEF that may not be on the center of BRIEF. We also have programs such as our YRE program, which encourages youth to go out into the environment and tell a story with the environment around them. I think that's amazing because it gets kids out and about instead of just sitting up at home. And even this summer, it would be great that they could just get out of the house and really immerse themselves in nature while having fun and telling a story. And so, yeah.
There you go. Now, I should have gotten all the information that you need is to my text. So basically, get in touch with BRIEF. You can find them through the website and definitely go out and volunteer if you are interested. And obviously, yeah, I'm big into boating, Naughty, and I like to get out and I admit we need to protect our coral reefs and our oceans. So how could a boat owner be a volunteer with BRIEF? So that was basically the question. So. Yes, he's bragging that he got a boat, but he wants to see the thing, so.
I like that. Yeah, so obviously we work closely with marinas and education about how to, you know, not do damage to our coral reefs and spreading information like that. So for boaters especially, it's so important to use moorings and try not to anchor on the reefs and just by knowing the rules and the regulations.
And following them.
And spreading the word. Obviously dealing a lot in fisheries regulations, supporting closed seasons. Those are all things that boaters can do to help support organizations like BRIEF. And then for everybody to spread this word, you know, by sharing BRIEF's social media posts. So following at BRIEF242, that helps.
All right, quick question from one of the texts. What is the present administration, or what is the government doing about the dumping of cruise ships going on? Can we speak to anything about that or curb anything pertaining to that in our waters?
Yeah, I don't know. BRIEF is non-governmental, okay. So we don't get into those talks, but I will tell you that most of the plastics and trash starts from on land, 80% of it.
Right.
So we can't just go ahead and blame those cruise ships. 80% of
that comes out on land. So that means it comes from us.
From land.
All right, Tex, I got to do some due diligence and research, and, you know, they're non-governmental, but me, I'm different. So, yeah, I'll get back to you on that. Keep on listening out for that, all right? But I want to thank you guys for stopping by, and I know you guys got a great event coming up again. It's this Saturday. Go out. Weather should be good. Snorkel. Take it in. Enjoy it with friends and family. And it's free. It's free. You can't get no better than that.
Yeah.
Primeval forest out there and the coral gardens, correct?
Yeah, so the BRIEF Coral Reef Sculpture Garden located at Clifton Heritage Park.
Yeah, Clifton Heritage, not Primeval, my bad. Clifton Heritage, my fault. But all of them, go check them out. They're all good spots to go. And thank you very much for stopping by. Keep me posted when you got the next event coming up, and we'll get it out there for you. Omenis World, whatever day.
World Oceans Day.
Yes, World Oceans Day today, but yes. Whenever it's World Whatever Day in the future.
Oh, there's plenty of environmental days. Yes, absolutely.
Call it your boy. You know how we roll. All right, anything for the environment. All right, as we go to the break, let me get this caller right here real quick and see if they're still there. Thanks for your patience, and then we'll get into the break. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Godly days, Doc, and the wife, Raymond, darling, Ferguson here.
Hey, what's going on, Raymond? You good?
I wish. Let me show you something. First, three quick points. First, right?
Uh-huh.
We've got to stop the government from giving people the mangroves to build on and stop throwing garbage on them. Also, right? Another thing is, right? The police got to start locking up these people around here would be jumping feces on people's property, and I called the police for them more than 100 times. Second, last but not least, the Ministry of Health got to start closing down properties with has open cesspit. That's a hazard to people's health in the neighborhood.
Raymond, excellent points. Let's go over all three of them real quick, all right? The first point which you had, bring it up again.
Briefs, right?
Right, the building on the mangroves. I totally agree. If you want carbon credits, the major producers of carbon credits are the mangroves. So you cannot allow people to build up on them. You got to maintain them, sustain them in order to get what we need, the coastal protection from climate change and coastal erosion in the future, and then also to get the carbon credits so we can make money on. So we definitely got to protect them there. Second point you brought up.
The next point is, people around here, Spence Street off Mason's edition, got an open cesspit, right?
Okay.
What they does is bail it instead of getting the people to come and clean it. They bail it and dump it on my property.
No, that ain't cool, man. And they've been doing that and that for years, and they need to stop. And obviously you contacted the authorities. You had no successful results yet?
Yeah, Ministry of Health, I've spoken to them on two occasions. And they still haven't done anything about it yet.
All right. Well, I'll make a note of that. And open dumping, and they got open cesspits in the Mason Edition area.
I spoke to Ms. Norwich.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Raymond. Be safe now. Take care. And thanks for your contributions, as always.
Thank you for the beautiful work that you are doing.
All right, man, Raymond. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Take care now. All right, Mr. Producer, run the bed. Let me get a couple of these texts in before we go to the break. I tell the people with open septic tanks, I say stop being so nasty, all right? You need to close it, all right? They have to be able to close it. And I agree. That should be mandated. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, isn't that part of the coding? When you get a house, you have to have your cesspit sealed off. It can't just be open. All right, all right, no problem. I'll get back to you, text. I just see what you're talking about now. All right, if you can't swim, you still want to be a volunteer for Brief, you can, man. Just check them out online with the website and volunteer, all right? Still no correct answer to the trivia. You got that. Well, no, you better get it in now because if you go into the break in a minute, then we go into the news. So you all want to know what the answer was. Fire on your answers. Let me see if any of you are remotely close. All right? Now, recent survey of 100 Bahamian women. Survey revealed that 68% said they look clumsy or awkward doing this. A lot of you chimed in. Dancing, sleeping, driving, you know what I mean? Playing hopscotch, all types of stuff. But guess what? You're all too late right now because we go into the break. Your time's up. 68% said they feel very awkward, all right, or clumsy opening a bottle of wine. So they'll always get a guy to open in front because they feel, not because they can't do it, they just look bad doing it. I feel awkward or clumsy. So vanity takes over, and 68 of them out of 100 said, hey, we don't do the wine bottle thing. We look geeky when we do it. And there you have it. No winner today. We'll double it up tomorrow on Talking Heads. Quick commercial break. On the flip side of the break, we're going right to the news, top of the hour, and I will be back at you in the 5 o'clock hour. I have a great conversation with Mr. Greg Burrows, the baseball czar himself, coming up right after the news, right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
the world. Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch, conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the
That's right, boys and girls. Get ready to play basketball at the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall GL Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. So parents, get your boys and girls ages 5 through 18 registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campside Kendall GL Isaacs Gym. Special appearances by NBA players, legends, and coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now, ages 5 through 18, for the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Guardian Radio and Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're here on the Wednesday edition, the wet Wednesday edition. And we continue now. We're into the sports segment. All right, we're talking sports now. And, of course, my pleasure. We got Pearly zoomed in yet? Look out for Pearly. He should be zooming in short order. But we'll start the conversation today. And I'm glad to have him, you know, in studio with me. Very busy gentleman. Getting ready for a lot of things, all baseball related, coming up in very short order in the middle of the month of June, and then later on throughout the year as well. I have Mr. Greg Burrows, the baseball czar. That's what I call him. I don't know if that's your official capacity. If not, they need to put that there, but I'm sure you'll get me up the snuff on the correct title. But you've done a wonderful job out there at the Blue Hill Sporting Complex. The makeover is absolutely incredible. I know a thing or two about doing a baseball, but I'm not ready for you, though. I have to come. You're the Bahamian George Toma. I have to admit it. The fields look uniform. They're ready to go. You can play softball and baseball on them. And we got the Nationals coming up on the 16th, which is next weekend.
Yeah. I'm happy to host them. As the executive chairman of the NSA, it's our responsibility to get the facilities ready for all sports that for the venues that we manage. And, of course, the Junior Nationals or the Nationals, Baseball Nationals.
Correct.
is on the 16th, and you will see some newly refurbished field. And I'm happy to have been a part of the work that is done down there with the team from the NSA, and of course some guys who love the sports and love development of our kids, who donate their time and their equipment to make sure that we complete those fields in time.
Well, the fields are ready to go. I mean, and you got a big, you know, national tournament coming up, the National Baseball Championships, right out there at the Andre Rogers National Baseball Championships, June 16th through the 19th. And you got a bevy of divisions. You got the 6 and under division, the coach pitch, which is 8 and under, 10 and under, 12 and under, 14 and under, 16 and under, and 18 and under. So everybody's going to be represented as far as divisions. And then, of course, you got everybody to come together under one umbrella for this. You got JBLN, Junior Baseball League of Nassau, Freedom Farm Baseball League, of course, Community Baseball League, Grand Bahama Baseball League, Abaco Youth Baseball League, the North Abaco Baseball League, Adam Bristol Baseball League, and the Legacy Baseball League as well. So you've got 2, 4, 6, 8 leagues with teams in all the divisions.
Well, not all the divisions. Not all. Yeah. But
majority of the divisions.
And most of the divisions, yeah.
So it's going to take place over that entire weekend. The opening ceremonies are on the 16th.
Thursday.
On the Thursday at 6:30. And then from there, I think you have an 8 and under game that night or that evening.
The coach pitch game
that afternoon. And then over the weekend, you see a lot of baseball.
Then we go to work.
Hey!
You know, two of my teams go to work. Of course, I'll be pulling for the team from the NSA who would be the guys who would have take care of the fields during the tournament.
Correct.
And then, of course, I'll be pulling for Freedom Farm.
You know, your heart bleeds Freedom Farm. Come on now. You know that. Phone lighting up already. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Coach Simmons.
Hey, Coach Simmons. How are you, man?
Freedom Farm.
To tell Greg, I ain't dodging him, man. I got his message.
That's where you got to call him now and make sure to tell him that. Oh, my God.
That's a big time he is, man. I used to have access to him, you know. I used to, you know, this guy who waked down with a galley, you know, inside the trenches on the field, you know, recruiting.
Yeah.
Real estate executive, man, you know. Real estate executive, grabber. So you only could get him on the radio, you know. So, you know, be staying in the trenches, you know.
Yeah. But I tell you where you could find him, you know. He's be sitting right out by Freedom Farm on the bench. Ask Naughty.
Yeah, I know which bench you find him on right there. He's, you know, looking out of a creation, you know.
Yeah.
I just call to check in, man.
And Simmons, don't be no stranger, man. I got to talk to you baseball guys too. I need to find out some information on some players, all right?
Yeah,
we'll talk.
You see your boy, your protege, he's doing it, eh? You know,
Jazz.
Simmons.
Now that we got you. Simmons, you still, Simmons gone, but of course.
Yeah.
And we let him go, but Jazz, the big grand salami last night.
Mm-hmm.
Last night. Hey, see that, Smith?
Yeah, man. Ooh. Yeah. That's, boy, you can't draw that.
Question, and those back in those days in the earlier years of Freedom Farm and other baseball leagues here, a lot of times the tournament, we never had this, we never saw this like consistently. And I think you've done a great job so far to maintain the fact that we're going to see this annually now. We can get into this, we can put it on the sports calendar. Kids got something to shoot for, parents got something to attend, and it's a great event.
You mean the Nationals?
The Nationals, yeah.
Well, the Nationals has been around a little while. I mean,
not to this level where we're paying attention to it again. The fields look good, you know, it's brought up to snuff. You know, it looks good. It motivates the kids to now get back to saying, you know, I'm going to go out there and play.
Yeah. Well, I always believe that everybody have a role to play. And I was put in the position, and thanks to the Prime Minister for giving me the opportunity to have carrots over the facilities at the Sports Authority. And of course, with the blessing of the Minister of Sports. So I am grateful that I have the opportunity. And if I sit in that position, man, the least I could do is try and tidy up the place that we play sports.
And make it
call myself a sports fella. Yeah, so,
correct.
So we're doing, actually at the NSA, you know, we could talk about a couple of things. You know, at the NSA, we're doing some refurbishment to the pools right now. Of course.
And that's the Belly Canning Swimming Complex?
Yes, man. So we're doing a lot of work there.
Well, that's good. We got another phone call coming. Let's go to the last. Mm-hmm. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Just observation with regards to the baseball field, the new opening of it.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to know, why is it being named Babe Ruth?
No, it's not. That's a major tournament that's coming to play this. It's not being named after Babe Ruth. The stadium will still be the Andre Rogers National Baseball Stadium. It's the Andre Rogers National Baseball Championships. It happens to be the one of the premier international tournaments for youth baseball, the Babe Ruth brand is actually bringing their tournament here. Yes. To the Bahamas, but I'll let Mr. Burrows speak in depth on that because he's the guru on that.
Yeah. So,
so I just wanted to make sure that was clear. Okay. Thank
yeah, but
so
but listen up.
No, that'll do a thing. No, that her interest is only on the name of the field. That's fine.
But let them know about Babe Ruth because obviously people are still seeing it coming.
Yeah. You know, but that's that she wasn't the first person I heard that from. I got a call from a friend of mine. Why also no good? You all could have named it after this one and that one. I said, oh Jesus. So
I'm taking that as a joke. I'm writing that down. That's in my pocket. I can use that later. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anyhow.
Yeah, I give you 10% of it, but whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
For the writing of it.
All right.
But I'm glad.
Send it to Freedom Farm.
Yeah, of course. You know, that's right.
So let me answer. First of all, I am the commissioner for Babe Ruth Baseball for the Caribbean. Right now, we are developing the model for the Caribbean. Or for the world, for Babe Ruth Baseball, because this is the first time the tournament is being held outside of the United States, or a Babe Ruth sanctioned tournament outside the United States. And, you know, the sign simply say, the Babe Ruth Caribbean Championship and Invitational, and it says the countdown. It have nothing to do with the name of the field, you know?
No.
You know, so... So
Read bombs.
A couple of persons keep asking me about that same thing, so I hope that clear it up for them.
No, man, and I thank you for the clarification. And of course, you know that's a great tournament that needs to be, you know, attended
as well, in addition to the
Nationals. Go out in there because you're going to see some great teams from the region.
Yeah,
the team from Aruba is a solid team.
Oh yeah.
You got to watch out for those guys. That's a hotbed. But I think we got two national teams going to attend that, correct?
So in the 11-12, we'll be putting in two national, but it's a 16 and under invitational in the same tournament. So we'll have two divisions, the 16 and under, which is an invitational, and the 12U, which is the Babe Ruth Caribbean Championship.
Now, the invitational, for those folks who asked, now those players have to be invited, selected to participate at that level, correct? Yes. And in that specific tournament.
You're right, in that division. So every country that participates in that is an invitational team. In the Babe Ruth Championship, that's mean these are members of our organization, and they have to play in this tournament for the road to or the part to get to the World Series.
All right, so I mean, so there you go. It's something that we need to maintain on our sports schedule annually because we got a great complex out there, and like you say, you're trying to make sure that everything's up to snuff and on par. So at the end of the day, that's where we need to be to maintain these events on there as well to make sure the facilities are used and we're active all year.
But let me clear up something else. The lady also made mention about baseball fields. They're not baseball fields, actually.
Softball.
They're softball fields that we are, you know, doing a makeover just for this tournament and doing a makeover just for the Nationals. There is plans to develop three other baseball fields right in the behind the stadium, between the four fields and the National Stadium. So when those fields are developed, then the tournament would then move to those fields.
To those fields, because they'll be specific for baseball.
Specific for baseball, and we don't make all the adjustments.
And then obviously the softball fields would now be reused and facilitate your Bankers League, your Government League, your high school, so on and so forth.
Yeah, but they would be regulated. That's
obviously.
It'd have to come through the booking of the NSA. So we have to know who's on the field, the time, the period, because let me tell you, right now we are booking, literally hundreds a team or the United States for the use of the fields. Now we're talking sports tourism.
And that's why my next question, I'm glad you segued into it, because softball's huge.
Listen, man.
In the U.S. I mean, you have multiple levels. I know comedians who play in what they call the bar leagues.
Yeah.
Because they frequent that club or whatever.
Yeah.
And they take it serious.
Oh, well, listen, we have organizations.
And these teams travel to play other taverns and bars and comedy clubs across the country.
Diamond Nine is the name of this organization. I have a lot of their games in the Orlando Disney World Complex. And as the chairman, I'm going out to look for business for our facilities.
It makes total sense.
And, of course, we were able to book them for the next 12 months, starting in August.
So August to August?
August.
They'll be coming.
No, August to next year, December.
Okay.
We have them booked.
So that'll be various weekends, teams coming in to play tournaments, this and that.
Yes.
So that involves your heads and beds. That's your airline tickets. That's your hotel rooms.
But listen,
your taxis, your restaurants.
The smallest amount is 30 teams on any one weekend.
So they're having a convergence here to play in the Bahamas, not just.
I have and I'm just brag a little bit, but I do have some experience of understanding this business of sports, particularly with the baseball, softball, and now I'm getting into the swimming and all that. And we booked two organizations that will fill our country with players and parents alike every month. So we now have to figure how we slot in. We leave our slots for our local leagues to play.
Which to make sure they have the ample opportunity yes. to use the facilities
and,
as well.
And of course, most of these kids, when they come, they'll be coming, the games will be in the daytime and stuff. So we have to then light up the field for our leagues to be able to play after them and all that stuff.
Quick question for you. I see some texts coming in. And, you know, I agree. Naughty, what about getting back youth basketball in the country? I know Greg is all about youth sports. What about not just baseball, but basketball?
Well, I could talk to him about it. No problem. So right now, I'm talking to a basketball guy. Listen to me. The thing is that you have to be committed to the development of these kids. It only happens when you make the commitment. So I think I got a guy who used to play baseball at Freedom Farm, and he is now doing basketball, very popular. And we're talking about trying to develop a program for very small kids, 12U, 16U.
Something to replace
yes.
back in the day. You know,
yes.
there was mini,
yes.
super mini,
exactly.
the youth feeder
exactly.
programs, and then you'd end up playing the junior and senior team.
Exactly. So we're looking for at the basketball. Remember now, I am not here to say anything about anybody that is, I guess, negative, but if you don't take care of the youth leagues, you know, your senior league, then it'll be in trouble. You know, so
because they always serve as a feeder.
Yeah.
You know where you
yeah.
go and you know how to develop and what yeah. you have to develop and where your strengths are. But more importantly, youth league, get these kids doing something positive and give them an opportunity to get a college scholarship
of
when
course.
They are professionally or possibly a professional opportunity.
And there is some guys doing it, but, you know, you need to do it, I guess, in a bigger way, you know.
Well, at the end of the day, you have to look. I think there's room for everybody.
Of
the
course.
Existing programs
of
now
course.
And then something that could be stipend by the government when you find... See, what I think they need to develop out there in the National Sporting Complex is now the National Sports Academy, where you can incorporate getting the education and the sports
Me and you
together.
Have an argument with that.
Okay, but that's fine. Me and you have argument. That's fine.
Well, that's
fine.
Every day.
Boy.
Yeah. and, you know, a National Sports Academy, the people keep saying it, and in my mind, it isn't what people are saying, because a National Sports Academy... And it will only have a few people. It only if you have to, yeah, I mean, the preparate, when I say it can't be a league, I believe you have to concentrate on leagues or concentrate on clubs and to build the masses so more kids could play. So you could go and identify people to come out of this academy.
Now, that's what I'm speaking to a National Academy. You find the best in the leagues.
Okay, that's fine.
And you take it to that level, meaning
yeah.
you get that. That's what I
But make sure you all who got the little connection can't sneak your child in, and you know your child got two left foot and all that, and then all of a sudden they're in the academy.
And who get more connection than you?
But I ain't got no children this small.
But you get two left feet.
Well, like I said, but I don't play.
But anyway, listen, the point is the academy... If you identify the best, and once you identify the best, minus the politics that come in a lot of these leagues and divisions, the best, meaning we've had the best set of track and field athletes who we've identified on the multiple levels through the youth leagues and the high schools, baseball, softball. Get you know, find the disciplines where we excel at and make sure the kids get the education. And then the proper training in a facility out there.
Now let me tell you why. A government shouldn't get involved in a national sports academy, or we should not have a national sports academy.
Okay.
We should have academies run by individual who could identify the talent, develop the talent, but it must be partly funded by the government.
So, meaning take the burden of the everyday operation of it off the government,
off
but
the
it's
government.
Still mandated, funded, and sanctioned.
That cloud that will hover over the academy to dictate who goes into the academy.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You have more of a balanced playing field more objective way to for the selection process.
All the guys who play in baseball today came out of the academy.
Right.
In the pros.
Right.
They came from the league. They identified from the league. Give me this one. Let me put more baseball in him. Then he gets signed.
Right.
Yeah.
And the ones, okay, we need to focus.
These the other one go to college and high school.
You got it.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break right here on Talking Heads. On the flip side of the break, we're going to continue the conversation with Mr. Greg Burrows. And I will take some more calls, some more texts. I think we got Pearly lined up. Did Pearly chime in yet? Dodgers on. I bet you the Dodgers on. Anyway, let's go to the break, Mr. Producer. And on the flip side, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays, too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads, too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Preparing for a hurricane can make all the difference in safeguarding lives. By knowing what actions you should take to reduce the effects of hurricane disaster, get all the facts of the potential of having insurance, impact-resistant windows, home emergency power, surge protectors, essential supplies, plus so much more before the storm, after the storm, where to purchase building or cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity, plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, or your account executives. Will you be prepared?
Hey, Dubs, the boys, them going on a bad trip, dog. Partying and hanging on the family island.
July!
I telling you, Dubs. Hey, but since only enough money for one plane ticket, one of us got to fit in that bag.
Inside the bag then, T?
Well, I was thinking with the perpendicularity of the bag and the spatial structure of your body, you could have just hopped in it right quick.
But T?
I know, Dubs, it kind of small, but I can slap one handle with care sticker on the bag.
No, T, I trying to tell you, the promotion says two fly free. That means two people could go.
Two?
Two.
I saw it. I can take this gal, eh?
Grab your friends and head to the family islands. With the Two Fly Free campaign, there's no better time than now. Go to BahamasResidents.com for more information.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs.
Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for.
Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles,
we cover women, men, children, the whole family.
Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service,
your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent.
Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com.
John's also now carries small home appliances,
so come on in today and we put fashion at your feet.
Need to satisfy your late night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We'll be right back.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We're doing the sports segment right now, wrapping things up with Mr. Greg Burrs. A couple of things I just want to get the information out there. Obviously, you know, you have the Nationals coming up. That's going to be next weekend out there at the National Softball Stadium, correct? The Blue Hills playing
Blue Hill 4. You could call them the Blue Hill 4.
All right.
Yeah.
So you go out there, and it's going to be a whole entire weekend, all right? So you go out there, and you support youth baseball, first and foremost. Teams from New Providence, from Freeport, from Grand Bahama, from Abaco, from Eleuthera, in multiple divisions, from multiple leagues. So definitely support that. And that is just the tip of the iceberg. Because later on down, the Babe Ruth Caribbean Series is coming here. And that is something that's going to attract teams from all over the Caribbean. And it's a qualifier. Whoever wins this tournament is going to advance to Babe Ruth's
World Series.
World Series. So if we can catch lightning in the bottle and we do our things right, maybe our squad will be that team representing the Bahamas in the Babe Ruth. And if not, it gives us something to shoot for as to what we see in the region. Now that we have the facilities, we can play more games and get the guys out there because we do have the talent.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball just sent out several articles saying that the Bahamas is the new Dominican Republic.
Yes,
the
DR
has been fished dry, and the Bahamas is now the hotbed next to Aruba for talent coming out of the Caribbean.
Yeah, and you know, you got to give yourself a pat on the shoulder for coaching these young boys at an early age, too, so that we can.
Hey, I'm only following in the footsteps of plenty of guys like you and other guys around the farm and other leagues have paved the way. I'm just trying to fill the gap, like how you better get some water, come on and fill it.
And that's how it works. And I must add that's how it must work with every sport. So when somebody say, "Why, Greg is a baseball fellow," man, I ain't going to deny that. Do you know my first love and my first track and field? I love track and field.
But see, that's the thing. You know, I could talk every sport. So somebody in your capacity needs to be knowledgeable out of all sports.
But
I don't have a problem with you going to meet the international track and field because I know you know your stuff.
Yeah. So my thing is I love basketball. I love, you know.
And you
I,
could talk basketball you know, so, on that, and that's what we need.
People, and it could be one place.
But I think in time you'll be able to facilitate it by putting your team together too, because you obviously know that's not that whole stadium and facility. Once you get it rolling, you're gonna have to have a full team on staff for you management.
You know, it's no doubt. You know that even the Andre Rogers Stadium alone,
which is gonna be named after Andre Rogers and not Babe Ruth. Let's clarify that again.
Yeah, that's important.
Very important.
So we can't put the name of the tournament that the stadium for a period.
Right.
In the future, we can't do that.
What about naming rights, though? Because it came up on the show a couple of times. Because, you know, Bahamians, a lot of time, they get in the moment, $30 million, and then they realize, I always said branding rights. You find a major corporation
or
a major sponsor to say, okay, for example, this is the Coca-Cola Andre Rogers.
Yeah.
I mean, Jerry Jones would do it every 5 years in Dallas and make buku.
That's why the authority was formed. The authority was formed to manage the facilities, and that conversation is being had now. Sorry, so you will see that in the future.
Now, as far as somebody texting in softball, he said, "Will Bahamian teams be allowed to participate in these weekends that these teams are coming in, or are they just going to be closed to those groups?"
The good thing about it is that I insist that Bahamian team can enter.
Okay.
So when we release the schedule,
they know in advance.
We will send it out.
Right.
If it's girls softball, which some of them, the girls softball is coming, high level girls softball.
Yes.
At a young age too, you know, 15U, 12U girls softball. So it give our girls incentive to bracket themselves. Because let me tell you, I went to tournaments where I see 8U, girls softball, 8 and under, pitching windmill. Now they ain't coming that fast. But the mechanics of the windmill is there.
I think when you look at girls softball on a collegiate level, though, you get some major softball coaches from Division I schools, and you host them to a scouting, session over the weekend, off season, when they can travel and during recruitment. They'll find this to be a hotbed as well.
Listen to me, man. Well, we have to play it first.
Right.
We have to get teams. We have to get the young ladies involved. Mm-hmm. We have to get the right coaches.
But I think there's a lot of talent.
No doubt about it, because we have runners.
With the young ladies to play softball?
We have runners. So when you have speed, the thing about it, you could pour most things into speed.
You can't coach it, but once you got it, you can make it work.
But you can make that work. You know what I mean? So if you're slow, you're slow.
What about... another question, which is good. If you're getting back to basketball, what about like international street tournaments? I mean, tournaments that are played outside, that are famous for being outdoors, where we have the environment and the climate to facilitate that?
Well, I can't tell you who it is right now, but that conversation with the individual who talking about this half-court three-on-three game, the world's fastest growing basketball game right now.
Well, the outdoor tournaments like that are good, and that couples with what they do at the Atlantis with Ice Cube's 3-on-3, you know? Right. So that's...
And then there is a court already here in the paper, unwrapped. So my thing is that we want that at the NSA. We want to bring that a part of our revenue generating spot at the NSA. So the opportunity again is there. So to give coaches in that area on who's in that lane.
But I think you can see, as promoters go now, because, you know, people who promote events now are not thinking, okay, wait a minute, if I can get these two sports teams, now we got a facility, I can approach Greg and see, okay, I got two international soccer teams that want to play here. I got two. Because that's the kind of stuff, too, that's going to also draw the publicity internationally and as well as the heads and beds.
Of course. And
facilitate it.
Of course.
I was happy enough to see Deshaun Watson, quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Had his
passing camp out there.
Yeah.
I got out there, did some interviews, and they had a good time. The rain came, but toward the end, but they still enjoyed it. And I'm saying, okay, now, this goes back to other people during the league, and now the phone's going to ring, and it's going to be, hey, I'm so-and-so, the quarterback for this team. I want to do the same thing Deshaun did. If he's coming in August, I mean, if he's coming in June, I want to come the first week in July.
So, look here, like I say, the NSA, the National Sports Authority, is open for business.
There you go, and that's the important thing.
We're open for business, and we understand the sports in paradise concept that the government have.
Everybody who has been chiming in saying, well, these things don't make no money, and even, you're hearing from the man right now that it is open for business.
Yeah.
So if you are affiliated with any sporting body international, that you think, okay, and that now goes women, water polo, diving, all of that, synchronized swimming, you get those things in that actually have a following and actually have events. And that's just using, off the top of my head, the swimming complex. Just imagine what we could do with the other
stuff. Listen to me, man. We're trying to tidy up the swimming complex right now, and then a lot more work need to be done over more than what we're doing right now.
No, I'm not going to read this.
But
yes, all right, I will. No, okay, listen, Nordy, you're a former national swimming champion and represented the country internationally. Why don't Greg put you in charge of swimming?
you could be in charge.
And I'm good. I like baseball. I'm good. My days in the pool. If you get around pool, you end up having to swim laps, and I'm done with that. Is that Pearly chiming in? Okay, we got Peter chiming in. All right, Bob. So Peter, just let Peter hang tight for a second, and we'll chime in with him right after the break. Let me just wrap up with Greg now. So like I said, National Baseball Championships, the Andre Rogers National Baseball Championships, June 16th through the 19th. Come on out, support it. You got teams from all over the archipelago, throughout the Bahamas, and it's truly a national championship.
And the invitational part of it, see teams from China, Netherlands, and Mexico,
correct,
Puerto Rico, yeah.
So and then the Babe Ruth is going to be off the chain as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, this can't be your first time and last time. I know you're busy, but we got to get you in. Whenever big things popping down there, you need to get what's going on out there, or especially youth league development and coaching development and clinics and so on. Let us know so we can get the word out.
Yes, sir.
You always got a platform here, man.
Thanks for having me, brother.
And I like this plaid shirt as always. You pull it off impeccably. You know how to coordinate, man.
You got to watch. Anybody can't wear this.
I know that the late John, you know, Weatherspoon, who I work with, you know, he always told me, Nordy, you got to coordinate. You know how to coordinate. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, my friend. So my wife did that.
You didn't have to say that, but there you go. Now we know who dresses you. Let's go to the break right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. On the flip side of the break, Peter will be chiming in, and we'll be talking NFL, NBA Finals tonight, and some Major League Baseball. And yes, Jasmine, you are that Grand Slam yesterday. Let's see what he does tonight. Keep it right here. Talking Heads continues right after that.
Need to satisfy your late-night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries, and biscuit, or wedges, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late-night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after-dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late-night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchants, from click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, Zesty Sauce, 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go Zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor. And only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM continues right now. Down the home stretch, become 5:42 p.m. is the time. We got Peter chiming in. Earl the Pearl is on the IR today. All right? We got Peter with us? What's going on, Peter?
Right here. How are we doing, Naughty?
I'm good, man. So what's going on, man? What you got good for me today? I know we got a lot to talk about. We got NBA to talk about tonight. We got baseball to talk about a little bit. But we got to talk NFL, man. We got some. Rab is going to be. Go ahead.
There's a lot being lost in the shuffle in the new season. And we got the new quarterbacks coming in. And I don't feel it's going to be any good. But I think because we expect Jacksonville to be a bad team, what I think a lot of us are missing is, they still got Trevor Lawrence. They got a good young core. And you put Trevor Lawrence with your guy from the Eagles, won a Super Bowl. He made Carson Wentz look like an MVP. And to me, that's one of the more interesting stories.
You've been talking about Coach Peterson, Doug? As in Doug Peterson?
You know it.
You are Super one Doug Peterson fan. Are you the biggest Doug Peterson homer I know?
He took Carson Wentz. Put him in a conversation with Dak Prescott, for the best quarterback in the NFC East.
Excuse me? When? Carson Wentz is nowhere near in that conversation. Dak Prescott, from when he came in the league, and he has proven by far he is the best quarterback in that draft, better than Wentz,
I agree,
and better than Goff.
I agree with you, but now, 2 years there, people like your boy City were saying, well, look at the stats.
I'll be honest with you. That really has to do everything with Peterson, because obviously when Wentz went with Frank Wright, who was the offensive coordinator, at the same time with Peterson, and they won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles in Philadelphia, didn't work out too well, because now Wentz has been traded to the Commies.
I'm still getting used to it as well. But also remember, when
the Redskins, damn it. They'll always be the Redskins to me. I don't care.
That's right. Wentz, the Gibbs Redskins. Wentz, he was rebelling against Peterson And that was led to his decline in Philly. Remember, there's a lot of talk behind the scenes, and he had his guys, and there was either a Wentz guy or a Peterson guy, and all that was going on. God, imagine that, what Peterson could do with
a Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence, who you would agree is miles ahead.
Who does have the pedigree and did flash last year. He did. When I say flash, there was moments in-game flashes. Not even like a whole body of work of games that he flashed, but moments in games that he flashed that I think if he could put them together, he may be able to pull it off in Jacksonville and be a halfway decent quarterback.
And don't forget, he beat Carson Wentz.
Okay.
Remember that?
They beat Indianapolis. They did, but I think, I think that had everything to do with an outstanding gut check defensive performance from the Jaguars that day than Trevor Lawrence.
And Trevor Lawrence. Well, let's put it this way. Who has a better year in New York? That's the other storyline. Which quarterback? You like Zach Wilson. You said you like him. You think
I'll take Zach Wilson over Danny Dimes any day of the week this year in New York.
Danny Dimes is
out of there. They didn't renew his they didn't pick up his fifth year option. He's out issues. Right. Another one who's got issues. There's a lot of bad things brewing in New York. When it comes to the two quarterbacks in the Big Apple, give me Zach Wilson every day of the week, man. He's got a way better receiving core as well.
There's no other quarterback on the roster with the Giants, so, right?
I'm thinking some veteran coming out of camp that gets cut as a cap casualty or something like that, or injury, and then they release him, and they say, that could be the route.
Why does it sound like you're leaving the door open for Baker Mayfield?
Because Baker Mayfield today was a no-show at Cleveland Browns mandatory minicamp. Great segue there, Peter. But he was excused from Browns mandatory minicamp, not because he didn't want to be there. He was excused. So that means the team is like, okay, you're excused. Whatever. Whatever you say, it's cool. You're excused because we don't want you here anyway. But according to, information.
He's going to show up and start kicking footballs to the other end zone.
Yeah, this coming from Jeremy Bergman of the NFL Network. For mandatory minicamp, they report next week for mandatory minicamp, their starting quarterback from 2021 will not be present. And that is by design. Baker Mayfield will be excused from the offseason workout sessions, a mutual decision between him and the team. This according to coach Kevin Stefanski, who confirmed the reports
Baker
on Wednesday.
Would be an upgrade over Daniel Jones.
But listen, hold on, just let me finish this, Peter. Stefanski was quoted as saying, we felt like that was the best decision for both sides, and he declined to discuss further his communication with Mayfield. Now, back to your point that you were making, he is an upgrade over Danny Dimes in New York. Pick it up there. You just said it.
Sorry, Donnie, I think I'm losing you a little bit right now.
No, you're good. You're good. We can still
hear you too clearly.
All right, you having some technical difficulties, that's fine. But to your point, Baker Mayfield would be an upgrade over Daniel Jones or Danny Dimes for the New York Giants right now. He would be for a year or two at least until they could figure out who their quarterback is going to be or what they're going to draft, how they're going to draft the quarterback. Because Daniel got it for 4 years. And what have they done? He flashed momentarily. And then last year was a total, meltdown. So at the end of the day, Baker Mayfield, with something to prove for a 1 or 2 year period, might actually be an upgrade over the situation what they have in New York right now. You could chime in and let me know. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up on the text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. And let me know what you think. And while we wait for Peter to chime back in, I'll wrap up the NFL with this. This is something that was put out today. The 10 best disruptors of 2021, and if they can continue in 2022... And I'm telling you, quite a list it is. Number 10 was Leonard Floyd. Okay? He had 39 hurries, 9.5 sacks, and turned the tackle, a turnover, you know, forced one turnover as far as strip sacks, so on and so forth. Then you have number nine, Javon Hargrave of the Philadelphia Eagles. He had 22 hurries, 7.5 sacks, and three quarterback turnovers or strip sacks. Number eight was Aaron Donald. That is very surprising that Aaron Donald, the Super Bowl MVP, or should have been the Super Bowl MVP. Wow. He only had 43 hurries, but he had 12.5 sacks and one, like, forced fumble, strip sack, turnover scenario. Nick Bosa was number seven, 45 hurries, 15.5 sacks, one quarterback strip sack turnover. Miles Garrett, number six, 43, 16, and three. Number five, Yannick Ngakoue of the Indianapolis Colts, 49, 10, and four. That guy from my Dallas Cowboys, 36 hurries, 13 sacks, and 36, 13, and four. Then you had Max Crosby, kind of surprised everybody, from the Las Vegas Raiders, 53, 8, and three. T.J. Watt was number two, Steeler fans. Obie Roberts, yeah, I know, you were going to mention it. 43, 22.5, and three. And number one was Trey Hendrickson from the Cincinnati Bengals, 45, 14, and five. He was your number one disruptor of 2021. T.J. Watt was number two, Max Crosby, number three, Micah Parsons, number four, and Yannick Ngakoue, rounding out the top five right there. All right, we're going to take a quick break right here on Talking Heads. I'm going to take the final break, and on the flip side of the break, I'll be back to wrap things up. But let me tell you, man, applause all the way around, start to finish, man. Great first hour, great contributions, and, of course, second hour as well, man. Good conversation with Greg Burrows. Excellent conversation there. Where the text on in my text? Got you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Need to satisfy your late-night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries, and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late-night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after-dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late-night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We continue right now, right here. Down the home stretch, become 5:55 p.m. is the time. Don't forget, it is tonight. It continues. Game 3 of the NBA Finals. All right, the series shifts to Boston, tied at 1-1. The Celtics look to capitalize off home court advantage and take back the lead in the finals tonight. Golden State looks to go up 2-0, 2-1. They should really be up 2-0 in this series. You know what I mean? Blew a 12-point lead, came back and took care of game 2. If Golden State wins tonight, like I told you, I like it. Golden State in 6. They win tonight. I think that eases more toward in that direction of Golden State in 6, all right? It's been 12 years since the city hosted the NBA Finals in Boston and 14 since they won one. That's, you know, a dry spell for, you know, for some of the league, for some of the also-rans. But for the Celtics, that's a long period of time, all right? So you got to look at this, how it's going down tonight. Can Boston, you know, defend home court and go up 2-1? Or can Golden State actually go in and win game 3 and regain home court and do what they do? All right, you got to look at a couple of things tonight. Draymond Green, is he getting physical and mental? Is he going through the Draymond finals, routine he puts on with the whole Dennis Rodman mantra, straight loco, mental and physical and tweeting and dissing you and talking trash? That's what he does. Is he trying to get in the head of Brown and Tatum and Smart? I don't know. Keep an eye out. Is he going to get rung up and suspended? Keep an eye out on that. Now, who's going to be the third scorer for Boston? That's something else you got to keep an eye on. You know Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are going to get theirs. They going to eat. But who's it going to be? Is it going to be Smart? Is it going to be Horford? What's going to happen? With feast or famine? Is Derek White that guy? Is Grant Williams that guy? Who's going to be that guy? In Miami, you know it's going to be Tyler Hero. Who is it going to be for the Celtics? Another scenario to look at. The third scenario to look at tonight. Will Steve Kerr be forced to make a choice? Klay Thompson or Bradley Poole? Yeah, let me know. Now, it's not about, like, who's going to be most creative. You got to look at who's been playing the most consistent so far. And if you look at it, that's Poole. So we'll see how it goes. Can they coexist? Can they play together at the same time? Or is he going to have to sit Klay and lean with Poole going forward? That could cause some ripples in the effect in the Golden State locker room, and that might be a contributing factor if they bump a toe here or there. Let's see how that plays out tonight. And finally, the Celtics need to get back home. They're 8-3 at home in the playoffs right now. Is this what they needed? Was this an all a big setup by the Celtics just to hold their head above water and get one in Golden State and come home possibly to win 2? Have they been setting the Warriors up because they know at home they're pretty much dominant and unbeatable? 8-3 is pretty strong in the playoffs. All of these scenarios got to look out tonight when they go at each other. It's 9 p.m. tonight in Boston. I still like Golden State to get it done, but I think this one might be one of the tighter games of the series. No blowouts here. I think this one will be a good old-fashioned barn burner, and it's going to be very, very exciting. All right, and I'm looking at the clock. My producers give me the thumbs up. It's that time, people. It's been fun. See you tomorrow here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Have a great Wednesday night, Bahamas. Be good, and if you can't be good, be good at it. Big up to all my sponsors. Big up to everybody who chimed in and our guest in studio today from Brief and Mr. Greg Burrows. Appreciate all y'all being here. Appreciate all y'all listening and chiming in. And we will see you mañana. Y'all be safe.